the lines of your correspondent are busy. Your call cannot be completed. All the lines of your correspondent are busy. Your call cannot be completed.
I'm trying to ring Ahmed Diab. He's an animal rights activist in Cairo. And I have this cheap call number. So it costs me only, 15 cents per minute or something. So it's a really cheap thing. I try my luck again. Okay, hang on a second. Ahmed, very welcome to the
it's
show.
Thank you very much. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak about my country and what's happening here for animals.
Tell us a bit about your work with regards to animals in Egypt.
Can you repeat the question again, please?
Can you just tell us a bit about your work with animals in Egypt? What are the problems that you're having?
Yes, well, actually, working for animals, for animal welfare, animal rights in Egypt is quite a new philanthropic activity, really.
Mm-hmm.
So, the majority of people really consider us working for animal welfare as a trivial cause. And we're constantly ridiculed for actually fighting for the animals because they believe that humans should come first. And, we shouldn't consider animals and their welfare or their rights.
Mm.
So that's mainly one of the main issues we're facing here. And that's why we have started an animal welfare organization mainly dedicated to humane education and raising awareness towards animal and their welfare and their rights.
Okay.
So that we try to really deal with the source of the problem, the human people.
Yeah.
Because initially we started rescuing animals and so forth, but we realized it's only short term. Just the flow of abused animals coming in is endless. So that's why we decided we have to establish an organization focusing on humane education and, raising compassion.
And how many people are involved?
Well, actually, there's around 10 animal welfare organizations in Egypt.
Okay.
That is just 10.
Mm-hmm.
And we only have like 2 shelters that actually take in animals. But as far as that, the actual work is very, very limited. It's very modest.
I remember
go ahead.
When we spoke on Facebook, you told me that you go to a market to rescue horses. If you rescue the horses, what happens to the horses?
Well, actually, today we went to the camel market.
Okay.
We just arrived now from the camel market. It was a horrendous place. All the camels were beaten so that they would move. Their legs were tied. We tried to speak to the handlers over there. They wouldn't even look at us. To them, what we're saying is nonsense. It's like, this is the way animals, camels must be treated. So the animals would keep on moving. They have to beat them, and they beat them with steel rods so hardly so that the camels would move.
Mm.
And I saw one camel. They all jumped on one camel. I'm like, why are you doing this? And they're like, it's so that we will break the camel. That way the camel, you will have to show the camel that we are more dominant so that he would respond to us.
Mm.
So it was a huge place, like a football stadium place with like thousands and thousands of camels all cramped over each other. There's dead camels over there, and just most of the people over there are just Bedouins with the camels selling them for slaughter.
Is there anything we can do from Europe? Is there anyone we could send emails to, for instance?
Well, of course, you see, it's very important that, we need help because as far as monetary help or any type of help, even like publicizing this issue as far as the animal welfare in Egypt, because if if people can actually, when they come to Egypt, stop riding camels at the pyramid or horses at the pyramid. Because, and if they really want to ride a camel or a horse, at least choose a camel or a horse that seems, you know, has the basic, looks healthier, looks somehow not abused. I mean, the more there's a pressure here for some, the Egyptian government seems to be responding better to pressure from outside. I mean, if they, people can actually send emails to the Ministry of Tourism or the Ministry of Agriculture, the one responsible for all the actual abuse happening on animals in Egypt.
Okay.
So if they can actually send emails to them, responding that they would, you know, a better treatment for animals here in Egypt.
Well, what we try to do is, what we record here now will be on the internet tonight, and then we pass it on to everybody we know. So we try to make this as big as possible. When you go out and try to talk to people, are you in danger?
Not necessarily in danger. Of course, in this place, we were very worried that we would be beaten up.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's why we couldn't be very, you know, we have to see the animals being beaten, and we try to stop, but if we continue to actually beat us up, I mean, it's very possible. I mean, especially, for example, if I'm walking and I see somebody beating a donkey or a horse, they would actually curse back and tell me, you know, what are you talking about? Just leave us alone. Things like that. And in major places like in slaughterhouses or in markets, horse markets or camel markets, you have to be very, very careful when you actually go to those places, especially if you have a camera trying to, you know, videotape us.
Yeah.
But we did actually videotape the whole thing now at the camel markets, and hopefully we'll also upload it on Facebook or the YouTube.
Oh, brilliant. That would be brilliant. Let me know, because then I can spread the link. It's really important to, you know, to make this bigger. What I find curious, we have sort of sometimes the same problems here, that people think humans are better than animals. Is there anything in the Quran that says how you have to treat animals? Is there anything that comes to their aid?
Yes, of course. You see, as far, similar to everything here happening in Egypt, religion seems to be practiced just as far as following rituals and customs, but not necessarily the essence of the religion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So there are verses in the Quran that, you know, actually state very clearly that animals have rights, and animals are actually, there's a verse that says animals are other nations like yourselves.
Okay.
So, and they will be gathered in the day of judgment. So those are all actual verses that promote, you know, the consideration of animals, and really, it's a holy word from God that says that they are other nations like ourselves. So you have to consider treating them, you know, humanely.
Yeah.
But as people don't necessarily know those verses. They don't necessarily. That's why we always try to promote those verses, even in like in Friday congregational prayer on the sermon. Hardly ever they would mention, you know, better or humane treatment of animals and such things. Of course, matters like being vegetarianism and veganism here, those concepts are totally, like alien concepts to Egyptians. I mean, to them, if you say that you're a vegetarian, people think that you are, you're actually born a vegetarian. It's like a health issue, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's still very, very, very new concepts here. People love eating meat, and they don't want to really, even when we try to explain to them about, you know, what's happening inside of the slaughterhouses, like it's not our problem. It's they will be punished for what they have done, not us. You know what
okay.
I mean? So really, the concept.
So even though the people that eat the animals you know, obviously support. I mean, the people that eat the animals support the slaughterhouses, but they see it as their problem. It is really interesting because, you know, to us, you know, Egyptians, you are quite well educated. So how come they don't get it?
No, can you repeat the question again? I can barely hear you again.
Okay, what I'm saying is that from our point of view, when you look at Egypt and Jordan and Saudi Arabia, you people are very educated. So how come they don't get it? What is your main difficulty in explaining it to them?
Because they're uneducated, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, of course, the literacy right here is barely 50%. There's around 50% illiterate, individuals in Egypt.
Okay.
So, it is challenging, but that's why. I mean, we are the only organization, as far as aware. This is the organization I work for. It's called Animal Welfare Association for Research and Education. It's the only organization trying to promote those concepts, but very, very, I could say, passively, in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, trying to, promote them, but also to say, okay, eat less meat, you know, things like that.
Do you have a website? Or an email address that people can contact you?
Yes. We have a website, but it's still under construction. But, I mean, people can still check it out.
Okay.
It's called www.aware.0.
Yeah.
fees.net. It's still under construction, but you can have an idea of what we're doing and... the pictures are still not uploaded, but it will be uploaded very soon.
Okay. And if people wanted, they could also become your friend on Facebook.
Sorry?
They could also become your friend on Facebook.
Yeah, what's wrong with my friend on Facebook?
No, I said if people wanted to, they could also become your friend on Facebook. So they can contact you via Facebook if they wanted to.
Yes, of course. Of course, my account on Facebook, it's Ahmed Diab, or we have an account on Facebook also called AWARE, Animal Welfare Association for Research and Education.
Okay, thank you so much. We will definitely put that out on air. What is the most important thing for you? What do you need the most? Is it, what do you need? Do you need money? Do you need us to send emails? What is the most important thing for you right now?
We want a lot of things, but the most important thing, I guess, is that people would give us the support that we need to actually continue fighting for the animals here. I mean, we do need, I have to say, monetary donate. We need donations because people here do not donate for animal welfare causes. I mean, most of the animal, our organization is surviving on our pocket money and our own money.
Mm.
So hardly do we receive any type of donation.
Okay.
So that we can actually, right now, for example, we're writing the first book about animal welfare in Arabic.
Wow.
It's a 150 pages talking about the whole animal welfare condition in the Middle East, and it's in Arabic. So this is a first step towards really educating people because we don't have any material about animal welfare.
Oh,
it's
right.
All in English, and people don't read really English here, especially the sector that imposed the most cruelty on animals.
Mm.
And secondly, I mean, we would love to have people coming to Egypt and speak about animal welfare, expertise, speak about animal welfare and, you know, what advantages of being, you know, considering animal welfare issues and trying to perform seminars and things like that, helping in training our vets, especially our vets here are totally unaware of concepts of animal welfare, animal rights. Most of our vets are veterinary students, are in the vet schools because they only want the initial VR in front of their name, but they really don't care about animals or what anything like that. So, I mean, it does seem a little bit gloomy, but we are hopeful because we really believe in what we're doing, and yeah, somebody must start.
Yeah, absolutely, and I mean, you know, what you do is so courageous. You're doing an absolutely fantastic job, absolutely fantastic job. So,
thank you very much. I mean, people like you really give us hope that you know we are reaching out to somehow, you know, because it's really very difficult for the animals of Egypt here. It's heartbreaking that, especially that you don't receive that type of support even from your family or from your relatives. You're always looked at as somebody who is doing something that is pointless. So when you find the support from other people, it's very encouraging.
That's brilliant. I mean, what we will do, whatever we record here, will be edited and will go out on the internet tonight, and I send you the link. And we make it as big as...
Sorry?
I said, what we record here now, I will edit it, and it goes out on the internet tonight. And I will send you a link when it's up. Okay? So we will make this as big as possible. Our interview will be on the internet tonight.
We'll meet online tonight?
What we talk about today, I will put that up on the internet tonight.
What time?
By this time tomorrow. I send you an email when it's done. I send you an email via Facebook, because then I send you the link and you can just spread it out to as many people as possible.
Right? That's really great.
Ahmed, I have to let you go because the line is really bad. Thank you so much for talking to me. You know, maybe.
And I thank you very much.
You're very welcome. And maybe one day I come to Egypt and you make it even bigger.
Definitely, of course. I'll take you all around and you can see Egypt. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ahmed.
Thank you very much.
See you then. Bye bye.
Thank you. Bye bye. Take care. Bye bye.
That was Ahmed Diab in Cairo. This is actually amazing just to listen to that stuff and just think about how there's no chance at the moment for the animals. This has been recorded in November, even though we're now airing it here on the Digital Hub FM. It is on indymedia.ie since November. Have a look at our website, www.wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. That's www.wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. This is where we put out all the things that we, you know, for the online version. The official website for this very show that you're listening to right now is www.wildtimeradio.blogspot.com. And again, if you want to contact Ahmed Diab, it's probably the easiest way is to go to Facebook. www.facebook.com/Ahmed Diab. It's AHMED DIAB. That's AHMED DIAB. That's Ahmed Diab. And from there, you can actually contact him. So yeah, have a look, listen back to it on Indie Media, spread the word, because, you know, I honestly always say that, I know, and it doesn't make me popular at times, but I do believe we're all one, and I think, you know, we have to care not only about our own country and our own animals here, we have to understand that we're part of the web of life, and I think what Ahmed is doing in Egypt is quite courageous. So please listen back to it, spread the word. Thank you so much. You are listening to Wild Time with myself, Thomas Janak.